Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 6 of Ketuvot at Mishnah Gimel. We're back on the topic of the actual Ketuvah document. We've discussed dowry given to the Chatan, the son-in-law, davar to him, not the Yavam. Now, Mishnah Gimel, we're going to find out that the amounts listed in the Ketuvah were not always exact, for a good reason. Posko lahachnis lo elef dinar. If the bride's family pledged to bring in 1,000 dinar of cash into the marriage, who posik kenegdon, the groom, the chatan, will write in the ketuvah in accordance opposite this money, chamisha asar money, 1,500. So that's an increase of 50%. Now the Gemara explains the reason behind this is that if the bride, the kala, is bringing in cash, the husband is expected to use it, to invest it, and to grow it in support of his family. So if the husband then passes away or the marriage ends in divorce, he should have profited quite a bit from this money and he should be able to give back 1,500. This is similar to a concept we mentioned yesterday, that if the bride inherits something, the husband can use it and eat the fruits even though it really belongs to the kala. So if she inherited an orchard, he can eat the fruits and obviously could sell the fruits to support his family. Now, the Mishnah contrasts this to clothing and the like, keneged hashum, and against appraised goods, hu posik pachot chumish. He actually reduces it by 1/5. So if the bride was bringing in clothing and jewelry that was, you know, they said it was worth 1,000, then he can write in the ketuvah that it was actually worth 800. Now, the reason for this is that people would typically play up the value of the jewelry and the effects and the furniture that the kala was bringing into the marriage to make her feel good and to make the husband feel good that he was marrying, you know, a well-to-do kala. But it was understood that people would exaggerate somewhat, even about 20% of the actual value. So his financial obligation is not the value they said it was because that's inflated. It's actually 20% less. Now, the third case in the Mishnah, shum b'mane v'shavim mane. Now, if they actually appraised something, say she had a diamond necklace, they appraised it at a mane, and she's bringing it to the marriage, and it's actually worth a mane. So it's worth exactly what they say it's worth. Ein lo ela mane. He has to write in the ketuvah that in the event the marriage ends, he gives her back the full value. Now, the Mishnah deals with the opposite case, a case where they wrote down in the ketuvah the amounts before they actually appraised any of these durable goods. Shum b'mane, so they said, write in 100. We're going to bring in 100 dinar worth of goods. Hino tenet shloshim ve'echot sela ve'dinar. So she has to bring in 31 sela plus a dinar worth, meaning 125 dinar, 25% more than is written in the ketuvah, because after all, they tend to inflate the value. So items that they say are worth 125 dinar in reality are worth 100. And so the chatan is on the hook to write in the ketuvah 100. But arbamaot, if they told him to write 400, he notent chamesh mil. The bride's family needs to give in what they say is worth 500 dinar worth of goods into the marriage. Masha chatan posik, hu posik pachot chumish. So whatever the groom is pledging in the ketuvah, he again pledges 1/5 less because people tend to exaggerate what these items are worth. Now, Mishnah Daled continues the theme of bringing cash into a marriage and expecting it to grow. Pasko lahachnis lo kesafim. If the bride's family pledges to bring cash into the marriage, and obviously he's going to use the cash to support his family, sela kesef nase shisha dinarim. A sela of silver, now a sela is worth 4 dinar, it becomes 6 dinar in the ketuvah. Again, 50% more because the chatan, the groom, is supposed to go out and use that money and grow it. So it's interesting, in Mishnah Gimel, we said 1,000 dinar, and now we're saying 4 dinar. The idea is no matter what money the bride's family is bringing into the marriage, the groom has a responsibility to take care of it, invest wisely, and make it grow into something greater. The Mishnah adds, a chatan mekabel olav, the groom accepts upon himself a sora dinrin to give 10 dinar lechol mane umane, for each mane, each 100 dinar that the wife brings in dowry. So whatever she's bringing in, he has to give at least 10% of that, you know, for her cosmetics and jewelry and clothing, you know, to also be giving something into the marriage. So not everything in the dowry is coming from the kala's side. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Hakol k'minag medina. All of these arrangements are according to a local custom. Now, so the Mishnah applies if there is no established custom, or perhaps the Mishnah could override in situations where the bride and groom have a different customs. And obviously consult your local Orthodox rabbi for your local custom before getting married. Yashar kochachem, zay gesund.